Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Understanding Neural Networks and Their Role in Generative Models. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Exploring Generative AI Models and Techniques in the Generative AI for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of neural networks, the architecture of generative models, and the importance of training data. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain how neural networks function within generative models and understand the significance of training data in this context. Main content basics of neural networks. Neural networks are computational models inspired by the human brain's structure. They consist of interconnected nodes, or neurons, that process data in layers. Each neuron receives input, applies a mathematical function, and produces an output that is passed to the next layer. This structure allows neural networks to learn complex patterns in data. At their core, neural networks are designed to recognize patterns. For instance, when trained on images of cats and dogs, the network learns to distinguish between the two by adjusting the weights of connections between neurons based on the data it processes. This process is known as training and involves feeding the network a large dataset, allowing it to learn through examples. One of the most common types of neural networks is the feed-forward neural network, where data moves in one direction, from input to output. However, other architectures, like recurrent neural networks, RNNs, and convolutional neural networks, CNNs, are specifically designed for tasks involving sequences and images, respectively. These variations enable neural networks to be versatile tools in various applications, including generative models. Architecture of generative models. Generative models are a class of algorithms that can generate new data instances resembling a given dataset. They leverage neural networks to learn the underlying distribution of the training data, allowing them to create new samples that share similar characteristics. A popular type of generative model is the generative adversarial network, GAN. GANs consist of two neural networks, a generator and a discriminator. The generator creates new data samples, while the discriminator evaluates them against real data. The two networks engage in a competitive process. The generator aims to produce data that is indistinguishable from real data, while the discriminator strives to identify the difference. Over time, this adversarial training leads to the generator producing increasingly realistic outputs. Another example is the variational autoencoder, VAE, which learns to encode input data into a lower-dimensional representation and then decode it back to the original form. VAEs are particularly effective for generating new data samples that maintain the characteristics of the training data while introducing variations. The architecture of generative models relies heavily on the capacity of neural networks to learn and represent complex data distributions. This ability makes them powerful tools for creative applications across various industries, such as art generation, music composition, and even synthetic data creation for training other models. Importance of training data. Training data is crucial for the performance of neural networks and generative models. The quality and quantity of data directly influence the model's ability to learn effectively. For neural networks, a larger and more diverse dataset allows for better generalization, meaning the model can perform well on unseen data. When it comes to generative models, the training data serves as a foundation for the types of outputs the model can produce. For example, if a GAN is trained on a dataset of paintings, it will generate new artworks that reflect the styles and features present in the training set. Conversely, if the dataset is limited or biased, the outputs will reflect those shortcomings, potentially leading to subpar or skewed results. To ensure the effectiveness of training data, it's essential to include a wide range of examples that accurately represent the desired characteristics. This may involve data augmentation techniques, such as altering images slightly to create more training examples, thereby enhancing the model's learning experience. Additionally, curating high-quality datasets that avoid biases is vital in developing reliable generative models. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the basics of neural networks, the architecture of generative models, and the critical importance of training data. Understanding these concepts is essential for leveraging generative AI effectively. As you continue your journey in this course, keep in mind how these foundational elements interact to create powerful generative models that can transform industries and enhance creativity. Reflection questions: how do neural networks learn from training data, and what factors can influence this learning process? In what ways do you think the architecture of generative models, like GANs and VAEs, impacts their ability to produce realistic outputs? Reflect on the importance of training data in generative models. How might biased or limited datasets affect the results produced by these models?